Welcome, welcome to Reality Hacker TV. I am your host, Michael Gustin. Thank you for joining us today. It really is an honor. And if you like what you hear, please share this with your friends and family. It really helps us as we impact 1 billion lives with this message. And just as a reminder, the I Am Source Experience is live on our website now, www.realityhacker.co. And you can get the entire experience shipped to your door in less than the time it takes for the moon to do 1 full rotation. And I'll let you figure out the math on that one. Go ahead and tag us in your Instagram feeds, your stories, at RealityHackerCo. We'd love to repost you. It's a great way to show your support, and it gets your account seen by many people. Help you, help us, help you, help us, help you, help us, help you. Well, you get it. This podcast is brought to you by Reality Hacker Academy, a place where you are given the tools to live a limitless life. Today, we're going to be going through Chapter 12 of The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard. If you'd like to follow along, you can go ahead and go to our website, archive.realityhacker.co, and you'll find a full copy of The Power of Awareness. Again, that's archive.realityhacker.co. Without further ado, let's get started. Chapter 12, Subjective Control. Your imagination is able to do all that you ask in proportion to the degree of your attention. All progress, all fulfillment of desire, depend on the control and concentration of your attention. Attention may either be attracted from without or directed from within. Attention is attracted from without when you are consciously occupied with the external impressions of the immediate present. The very lines of this page are attracting your attention from without. Your attention is directed from within when you deliberately choose what you will be preoccupied with mentally. It's obvious that in the objective world, your attention is not only attracted by, but is constantly directed to external impressions. But your control in the subjective state is almost non-existent, for in this state, attention is usually the servant and not the master, the passenger and not the navigator of your world. There is an enormous difference between attention that is directed objectively and attention directed subjectively, and the capacity to change your future depends on the latter. When you are able to control the movements of your attention in the subjective world, you can modify or alter your life as you please. But this control cannot be achieved if you allow your attention to be attracted constantly from without. Each day, set yourself the task of deliberately withdrawing your attention from the objective world and focusing subjectively. In other words, concentrate on those thoughts or moods which you deliberately determine. Then those things that now restrict you will fade and drop away. The day you achieve control of the movements of your attention in the subjective world, you're the master of your fate. You will no longer accept the dominance of outside conditions or circumstances. You will not accept life on the basis of the world without. Having achieved control of the movements of your attention, and having discovered the mystery hid from the ages, that Christ in you is your imagination, you will assert the supremacy of imagination and put all things in subjection to it. This chapter somewhat piggybacks off of the last chapter in the sense that it says that your imagination is able to do all that you can ask in proportion to the degree of your attention. So we find here, in the last chapter, it discussed Ephesians, and it referenced the scripture where he says to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we can think, ask, or imagine, right? So your imagination is able to do all that you ask in proportion to the degree of your attention. It's really interesting because imagination is the power, attention is the molding hand. And we're either controlled by external stimulations or we are controlling by the means of deliberately choosing what we are giving attention to. I absolutely love this concept of attention being exchanged for experiences, because to me it paints attention in the most real light that there is to paint attention in. And this is the fact that when you are paying attention to something, it's no different than paying money for something in return. Whatever you are paying attention for, paying attention to, you are getting more of. By focusing on it, you get more of it. And this is the secret. If you can begin to focus on you being the fulfilled entrepreneur, husband, wife, whatever, you know, whatever you want to do, beginning to live in this world from the place of already being, it will produce it, because we get what we focus on. We get what we are paying the most attention to. When you're able to control the movements of your attention in the subjective world, you can modify or alter your life as you please. But this control cannot be achieved if you allow your attention to be deliberately attracted to something outside of yourself. Each day, set yourself the task of deliberately withdrawing your attention from the objective world and of focusing it subjectively. So here you have to take the courage to deliberately focus your imagination on the state that you are wanting to bring to life in your world. We give life and we take it away by the means of attention. So the more attention we give to something that we don't like, the more we're going to find ourselves experiencing more and more of that. And this is the law. If you focus on abundance, you will find more abundance showing up in your life. And if you focus on how much there is not, as we read in our previous chapters, you will continue to see less and less and less in decreasing amounts. Because to him who has, more is given, and to the one who has not, more is taken away. So now we begin to understand that this is actually all about attention and what we are giving our attention to. We get more of what we give our attention to. So it is your imperative every single day to withdraw yourself from the objective world, withdraw your attention from it, and focus on the end, in the end, from the end. And the day you achieve control of the movement of your attention, you're master of your fate. And you'll no longer accept the dominance of outside conditions. So think about this. When you are master of your attention, you'll no longer accept the dominance of outside conditions. So if you're accepting the dominance of outside conditions right now, you can be sure that you have not yet mastered your attention. And before you start looking for a tip and a trick and a new method and a new guru and all these different kinds of things, take some time to discipline your attention. You know, everybody wants to go searching for why they're not manifesting. And trust me, there are enough gurus out there that will give you what you want, but it won't necessarily get you what you want. Because the one thing that I've noticed that we want is a way to create success without necessarily having a part in it. And that just cannot happen. The two are very intimately intertwined and really symbiotic. It is the mood of success. It is the vibration of success. It is the state of success that creates that success externally. You must persist in the wish fulfilled. And by persisting in the wish fulfilled, you are giving attention to your life as you would have it be. Right? Until you feel that you are it. And this is when the manifestation occurs. Your job is to persist until you have fully identified with it, and the feeling of the opposite of who you used to be has become foreign to you. Your only job is to control your attention and persist. Persist in the feeling of the wish fulfilled. We gain feeling by directing attention. Intense feeling comes from intentional attention. So give your attention to the end, to the success you want, to the job you want, to the relationship you want. Don't act as if. Feel as though. Because you are that now, and the only reason you will not see it is because you refuse to believe it. By the merit of your focused attention, you create worlds. And as we discussed in our previous chapters, your job here is to discipline the mind. Don't worry about nothing else. You act out of your assumptions. We act out of our assumptions, and we create results from our assumptions. We don't need to worry about the action we are taking as much as we are focused on giving attention to the feeling of the wish fulfilled, because if we're doing that, we can trust that the action that we are inspired and impulsed to take from that place will produce the results that we're wanting. So live as though you are who you want to be right now. Persist from living from this place, focusing your attention, directing it constantly back to the feelings of your desires being fulfilled, and watch as you inevitably and inadvertently take the action that is required to fulfill this creation, this manifestation. Your job is your attention. Forget everything else. Your number one priority is to discipline your attention so that you are living from the wish fulfilled each and every day, for the majority of the day at least. And when you've done this, your life will be a walking, waking dream come true. It really will. But it's your choice. You choose to focus the attention. You choose to discipline your imagination. You create. You create. You are creating right now as you're listening to this very lecture. So create well, discipline your attention, focus on the feeling of the wish fulfilled, and watch as your life becomes everything you've ever wanted it to be. Thank you for joining us today on Reality Hacker TV. We do hope you've enjoyed this message. And if it's impacted you, why don't you share it with your friends? That way, we can impact more people together. Go ahead and connect with us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, at Reality Hacker Co. Please feel free to send us your feedback, where you're at, how you're growing, what's going on in your life. We'd really love to hear from you. And just as a reminder, the I Am Source experience is live on our website now, and you can get the entire experience shipped to your door in less than the time that it takes the moon to do one full rotation. I hope throughout this episode, you've got some real good nuggets of wisdom that you can take and you can apply to your life. And I do hope that you figured out the speed of the moon's rotation. And you'll have to just mention us on Instagram and let me know if you've got it. So with that being said, hope you have an absolutely wonderful day. You are amazing. You are powerful. You are wonderful. And you can have, be, and do anything that you want. Talk soon.